What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Bat Flip. We discuss everything baseballs. I'm Landon Raby. With me, Deuce Thomas. Tennessee takes care of business again with another sweep. We're just doing a little spring cleaning. It's warming up. Spring is here. So we're just cleaning up the place. Lindsey Nelson gets another sweep. Before we get the show going, I do want to mention a good friend of ours, and that is Aguani Farms Golf Course in beautiful Rockford, Tennessee. Aguani Farm ranks among the most popular Knoxville area golf courses to host golf events, outings, and tournaments. The course offers a wide range of challenge and playability for golfers of all skill levels. Book your tee time today online at aguanifarmsgolf.com or by phone at 865-970-7132. Guys, go check them out and thank them for sponsoring the show. Let them know the More Important Issues sent you that way when you book that tee time. All right. Deuce, just took care of business. That's what we're here to do.
Yep.
In non-conference, you take care of business. You play the teams that are in front of you, and you get it done. And Tennessee got it done with a run rule in every single game this weekend. It's hard to really, like, have a ton of negative stuff to say. I'm sure Tony Vitello could say a number of negative things. But you outscored Bowling Green 39-8 for the series. And, again, run ruled them each game. I know it got a little bit weird in that last inning. You know, you just need three outs to end it. They score a couple runs. Tennessee gets it right back in that next inning to end it. They kind of cheated us out of a run. But Colby Backes, if there is a guy at any point in the season where you need a walk-off hit, I'm calling on Colby Backes. He did it twice this weekend, ended the game. And I like what this lineup is producing. I know we've said that a lot, but you got guys that like Christian Moore, Billy Amick, Blake Burke, Kavaris Tears, who are hotter than hot right now. And then you have guys behind him. Dylan Dreiling hit a bomb today. Cannon Peebles was 3-for-3, couple RBIs. He looked good. Dalton Bargo had a big day. I mean, you're just having guys all the way out, all the way through this lineup, being able to produce runs, and it's going to take a lot of runs to end up beating this lineup. I think pitching is going to be fine. You know, I think Sunday kind of worries me a little bit, but you're playing a lot of guys on Sunday. So, you know, we'll see kind of when it all kind of unfolds against Alabama, which is that first SEC series, and see kind of what we got. But for right now, I'm happy, and we'll see what we got this week. What was kind of your takeaway from the weekend?
Yeah, kind of like you said, I mean, the bats, the lineup just keeps getting better and better. It feels like each game, you know, guys that, you know, may have kind of struggled a little bit, you know, first week of the season, they kind of are starting to look more comfortable. You mentioned Peebles. I mean, he had a great game. Sunday just looks – we just look like we have finally – we're kind of starting to hit our early season stride, I guess you could say. Like Burke has started to find his swing. Dreiling's starting to find his. Like everyone's just starting to contribute like you were hoping to in the beginning of the season. And, yeah, like you said, you're scoring runs. Your pitching doesn't have to be fantastic, but I don't think that's going to be an issue for us. You know, today was a little different, but you were seeing a bunch of different arms, and that's what you want to see out of a series like this. So overall, you got to be thrilled with it. I mean, I love being able to turn it off after the seventh inning. Everybody hit the showers early. So yeah, I mean, overall, just a good weekend. What you were looking for.
Yeah. And I love, like, the beginning of the season, it was like, oh, Blake Burke's in a slump. He's got to find it. Guy's batting .341 right now. I think the guy had 6 RBIs on the weekend. I mean, he's as hot as anybody right now in this lineup. So don't doubt him. Slumps come and go, but a hitter like that, the swing he's got, he's not going to stay down for long. Love to see that. I do want to talk about the arms a little bit. I know it was weird. AJ Russell didn't pitch this weekend, so it was the second part of the AJ show, and AJ Causey got the start on Friday night. 9 Ks. I mean, it just looked like you didn't really miss a beat on that Friday night. And I know Bowling Green isn't the best competition. They were scoring a lot of runs coming into this weekend. They have some guys with some pop, were able to hit a couple of home runs in the weekend. But he really showed that he can go out and give you a lot. He's not just a bullpen arm to get you a couple outs. I mean, how many – he throws seven innings, I think? Seven complete innings?
Yeah, seven innings, yeah. One hit.
Yeah, he was solid. And that kind of, like, makes a discussion – AJ Causey, your third starter, or, you know, do we like him out of the pen? I don't know. I know the AJ show is a cool thing to say, but, you know, maybe one of those guys pitches on Sunday, and then I think you're really looking good with your starters. I know he's a righty. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, because Derek Schaefer started the day and he's a righty. I don't know. I just like what you got with those three guys. And I think it just kind of comes up in conversation of what do you do at that position?
Yeah, I think it has to. You know, every outing he's had this year, he's looked beyond comfortable. He's thrown the ball well. And then, I mean, we've seen it already, even with weaker competition. Our Sunday, there's a question mark there. So you've got a guy like that. I mean, yes, you would like him out of the pen, but then you also got to sit there and think, well, I mean, you don't want to not use him if he's there.
Yes, but so, if he can throw seven innings with one hit.
Exactly.
I mean, how do you not start him?
Yeah. And I don't care who we're playing. I mean, that's Bowling Green. If you're playing, you know, a local high school team, giving up one hit, nine strikeouts in seven innings, that's solid.
Yeah. And I mean, that nine strike like that, his arm angle is so weird that – usually, guys like that throw weird, you get a lot of pop flies, a lot of ground balls, people roll over. But nine strikeouts, I mean, you're dealing.
You're dealing, yeah.
So it's such a weird arm angle to be able to mow a lineup, even though it is Bowling Green like that. So that was super impressive. Yeah, I'm not sure what you do. I know Nate Snead is a guy that you probably want to – it's probably going to be your go-to guy of the pen when you just have to have outs. Kirby's another one. I don't know. I just don't really – we haven't really got a huge feel of, like, what we're going to do in SEC play in terms of what the bullpen looks like.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Is it going to be, like, Sunday where you just pitch – surely it's not, but, you know, you're just going to have a guy pitch an inning or get an out and you go another pitcher? I mean, Tennessee's got a lot of arms, so I guess you can do that. But I don't think in SEC play that's something that you just want to do. Maybe right now it's just trying to find who you have.
I agree.
And then you kind of, you know, control it and see who can give you some in SEC play.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Yeah, I think you're starting to find out who's kind of got it and who's not got it right now. But like you said, it would be tough. If you are, you know, looking for that Sunday guy, it would be tough to not give it to Causey at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really good to see Dean Curley back in that lineup after taking a shot last weekend. Got a black eye, too.
Man, he got nailed. I did not realize. I mean, I knew he got hit in the head, but I did not realize how bad it was.
Yeah. I was thinking, I was like, is Zane Denton back? Because he was the one that gave Tony the black eye last year. I was like, is he back? Because we got a shortstop with a freaking black eye. Who needs eye black when you have a black eye, right?
It's cooler than eye black.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, good to see him back in the lineup. He had, you know, a good weekend and a guy that, I mean, he makes a ton of plays at short. The bat's going to play.
Yeah.
But he absolutely can go get it at short has a cannon of an arm. I know he was in contention with Ariel Antigua to start the season, who was going to, I know he dealt with an injury. But man, I can't imagine what Antigua looks like if he was going to beat him out, because Dean Curley has absolutely, he's got it.
I mean,
looks the part. I mean, he just looks like a professional shortstop. The way he was able to go get balls in the hole this weekend, backhand it, get it over to first, and it just looks so effortless.
Yeah, I mean, the one he made on Sunday deep in the hole, you know, it makes sense. Like, oh, Grady kept it in the infield, and then he just slings it over there, and he's got the guy by a full step.
Yeah.
It's insane.
He was in freaking left field fielding the ball and then chucks it over and gets a guy out. Yeah. Super impressed by him. Another guy in the field that his bat's going to get all the talk, but Duke can actually play third base with the best of them. That's Billy Amick. I know Jack Caglione had a really good day for Florida today, but man, I don't know if you're watching Billy Amick right now, whoever votes in the Golden Spike Award, but I'd be paying close attention because the guy can absolutely play third base. And I think he has does he have 7 home runs?
7, I believe, yeah.
In 12 games? What?
Nuts.
I think he's tied with Charlie Condon was entering Sunday for first in the SEC. So, yeah, super impressed by those two guys in the field. The outfield is something to kind of keep an eye on, too. It seems like it's just different people every day. Just seeing what the best lineup combination you have. It's going to be Tears, and I think it's going to be Dryling. And then that last spot, DH, is going to be Inslee, Bargo, Villeneuve, or Reese Chapman. So, yeah, four players to fill two spots. And I know Reese Chapman, you know, I think he played in right field today, went 0-2 with a couple strikeouts. Dalton Bargo going 3-for-5. It's going to be hard to keep him out of the lineup. And Villeneuve kind of the same way. But Hunter Inslee also had a big at-bat today where bases loaded, 3-2 count. I think fights off, was it 10 pitches?
He did, yeah, professional at-bat.
Yeah. I was like, Jared Dickey?
Yeah, hey-o.
did you go from left-handed to right-handed? Because that's exactly what it looked like to me, was a very Jared Dickey at-bat. And he's really good in the field. So it's I think it comes down to at-bat, maybe even matchups at some point. But Dalton Bargo is knocking the cover off the baseball right now.
Yeah, he is.
I know Villeneuve kind of had a tough weekend, but still batting, 400? Which is insane.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah. How dare him. Yeah, I'd like to see kind of what this, you know, kind of plays out. If you were to predict let's say Tears is one of your outfielders, Dylan Dryling's the other one. Who's your next outfielder and DH?
I think Bargo, he's starting to kind of get it rolling. I think Inslee's going to get rolling. I really do.
Okay.
I hope he does, because he kind of felt, and I don't know if he kind of put a little bit of pressure on himself after last year, and he was kind of a returning starter. But it does kind of seem like, I mean, he's not hitting the ball like you would like, but he is starting to get better and better at bats. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm kind of pulling for that. I mean, it is great that you've got two spots to fill. You've got 4 options. So, you know, you can do some rotating. Guys get hurt. You've got spots to fill. So, that's, you know, it's a good problem to have. But that's kind of what I'm thinking right now.
Okay.
What do you think?
I mean, I think Dalton Bargo's in your lineup somewhere.
Yeah.
And then I think it's are you looking – if you're not wanting him to play the field, I think you probably have to go Inslee, because Inslee gives you a lot. I mean, he can hit for power. He's also probably one of the fastest players on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great glove in center field. And if he gets going, I think that would be like best case scenario. But Villeneuve's another one where it's just like – dude, if he's hitting 400, where are you going to keep that bat?
Exactly.
It's a great problem to have, but I don't envy having to make that decision at all. I think probably Reese Chapman is probably the odd man out here. Mm-hmm. And I know he had a great offseason, great fall, you know, great winter. I mean, the kid looks the part. He's been in the weight room. You know, having another year in the college weight room has been great for him. He just got to find it.
Yeah.
And he's had some balls where he's barreled up and had some good hits. But he's just kind of right now, everybody in front of him just hitting well or has a better glove or more experience, whatever it is. But he just kind of seems like that odd man out. Not that he can't. And I think if whoever gets it, I think it's great for Tennessee because you have guys behind them. If they're not able to get it going or get in a slump, you have guys to fill that spot. Quality guys to fill that spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, we've talked about it in multiple episodes. Like there's someone on everybody's heels. We could have an A and B team if we wanted to.
We really could.
And then, you know, B team, maybe A team.
We'd probably still sweep Bowling Green and do it pretty.
Oh, 100%.
Pretty firm. I also want to mention Cannon Peebles.
Yeah.
Because that was a bat you really need to get going. They showed the rankings today of the transfers, and Cannon Peebles was actually above Billy Amick. Was just a huge get out of the transfer portal for Tennessee. You know, playing that catcher position, you needed a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
You needed a bat. He's a switch hitter. I mean, just kind of everything you want and everything that Tennessee needed was Cannon Peebles and also all-time name.
Oh, doesn't get any better.
Especially for a catcher.
Yeah.
So to get him going was huge. He went 3-for-3 today. I think he had a hit yesterday as well. I mean, getting that back going is just huge. I mean, if you're able to get a catcher hitting 270, 300, that lineup's rolling.
Yeah.
Absolutely rolling. And, you know, again, just looking at opposing pitchers, where do you take a break? Where are you just like, yeah. I mean, the whole way through the lineup, your bowl is clenched the entire time. I mean, you make one mistake, it's going 400 feet plus.
Yeah, it's insane, top to bottom, how just strong we are.
Yeah. Yeah, love hitting home runs, love hitting balls off scoreboards, hitting it over scoreboards, over the porch, into the porches, wherever we're getting it, we're getting our money's worth. You know, the trot and the bat flips, like we got everything down. I love the subtle bat flips too.
Oh yeah.
The big ones, yes, they have their place. Unless you're Florida where you carry the bat all the way to first base and get ejected. Please do not do that. I think it's dumb. It's funny that happened to Florida.
Yeah.
But like if you're gonna bat flip, just don't make it just egregious where a power hungry umpire is gonna toss you because we don't need that.
No.
We don't need that.
Yeah, I just love how we kind of get that swag. It's like we've been there.
Yeah.
We do this all the time.
I mean, it's getting pretty easy for Billy Amick. Like, he's, like, expecting it. It's just like, oh, here you go, bat. Like, he's almost giving it to the bat boy, if you will.
Oh, dude, I love his little subtle bat flip where he, like, switches hands and just kind of flicks it.
Yeah.
I used to practice that in the yard. Never really got to do it, but –
He's done it once or twice.
Yeah. Or 7 times in 12 games.
That's unreal. It's so stupid. The record is 24. I know, like, knock on wood, I'm not trying to jinx anything, but we did look up the record. We're just stating a fact on here. The record is 24 by Sonny Cortez. So do with that what you will. Yeah. Also, the career home run record, it looks like who's going to get that? Is it going to be Christian Moore or Blake Burke? It looks like Blake Burke kind of – he's like, that's my record, Christian Moore.
Yeah.
Which both are probably going to break it by the end of the year, but who's going to have the most kind of – could be that Evan Russell, Luke Lipsius, who gets the last one battle there. Also, we didn't even talk really about Kavaris Tears. Good God, he's batting 429 right now.
Dude, he just – I mean, he does everything you want.
Yeah.
And he just looks the part.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like it's the four mainstays in that lineup, like the everyday guys, that it's probably not going to change. It's going to be those four guys in the same place every game is Christian Moore, Blake Burke, Billy Amick, Kavarius Tears. And then we'll just figure it out and maybe like draw straws on the last five guys in that lineup.
Yeah. I mean, as an opposing pitcher, you would think, oh man, if I get through these guys, like I can kind of breathe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, you can't.
No, because you got Dalton Bargo is batting 400. Dylan Dreiling is batting 324. Peebles, who had a slow start to the season, he's up to 324. Villeneuve is batting 476. I mean, it's unreal. It's
nonstop.
And I know a lot of it, like you have to come down to earth a little bit knowing the competition that you played so far. But you also have to, like, go out and do it against that competition. Because if you're not doing it against that competition, you're definitely not doing it against SEC competition.
Yeah, and I think baseball is so different than any other sport with kind of lower competition because you see it. I mean, you see all these SEC teams that have, you know, multiple losses, and they're not to, you know, big-time schools. Yeah. You know, baseball, even your smaller school, it's like when you see, you know, some of these teams that make it to Omaha, all these lower path D1 teams, I mean, they've got dogs on them, and they've got guys that, you know, you look at the majors and you look at guys like where they went to college and stuff, and, you know, a lot of them aren't high D1 schools, SEC schools, stuff like that. So compared to like, you know, football, when you play Chattanooga, like those guys ain't, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, you got to go out there and you got to do it regardless of who you're playing. I mean, I don't care who you're playing. You go out and run, roll them three games in a row. Love it.
Another guy I kind of want to see what he looks like in the bullpen is Marcus mm-hmm. Phillips. Mm-hmm. Dude looks different coming out of the bullpen. Was a JUCO transfer. And is already kind of up there in that 94 to 96 range with his fastball. And he's a guy, I know he's dealt with some injuries, but was back on the mound this weekend in relief. I just think he's a guy that could really be a difference maker in that bullpen come deep in SEC play, maybe in the postseason. I just think he just kind of gives me that vibe. What do you think?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, don't really have anything to add. You pretty much hit the nail on the head there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, you got a guy that's, you know, humming the ball like that. I mean, that's what's crazy is how many guys we have that are just slinging the thing like that. Like, yeah. Baseball has came so far. I mean, you used to have a guy through like 91, 92. It's like, man, he's really throwing it. Now you got guys that are like 101, 102, and it's normal.
Yeah.
There's multiple teams that have guys throwing it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just feels good right now watching this baseball team. It just feels different. And I know last year, like, we wanted that team to be that 2022 team, and they just weren't.
Mm-hmm.
They just never were. Even though that team made it to Omaha. But, like, it's like this point last year, that team was messy, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it had holes. It had issues. You know, I've heard some things about some of that went on, and I just think this team just seems more tight-knit, kind of like that 2022 team, that 2021 team, where it just, like, it's us against the world. It's not, oh, I need this NIL money and that NIL money, and, like, this is what I'm getting, and that's what I need. This team is like, hey, let's just go be better than everybody because we are.
Yeah.
And it feels good. Ass. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just see the fire. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like they don't care who they play. It's like, you're not going to be better than me today.
Yeah. And like, I know it's probably killing them a little bit to not have like a ton of competition at Lindsey Nelson. Like they had it in against Baylor and Oklahoma mm-hmm. and Texas Tech a little bit, but they like are ready for that fire, just for it to erupt at Lindsey Nelson, like a tight ball game, a big hit, a big double. Like, those guys have some personality, and I can't wait to see it kind of come out as the season goes.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Very exciting. Just feed off of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's get into MVP as we kind of close this show out. I'll let you go first this time.
Cool. Yeah. Going Blake Burke.
Burke.
6 for 12 on the weekend, 3 bombs, 6 RBIs.
Pretty good.
He's just, Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. but no, he's kind of finding his groove. You know, earlier in the season was, I mean, what he bat 350 or something. You can't really say he was slumping, but he just wasn't hitting the ball or swinging the bat like you were expecting him to. But now, I mean, he's barreling it up. He's hitting some nukes, and he's fielding first great. I mean, you feel really comfortable with him over there, and that's huge. That's huge for your fielder, especially when you've got, you know, like Curly at short as a freshman, just knowing that, you know, if you throw one a little off, like he's going to scoop it, he's going to make that play. So that goes a long way in just overall confidence for your infield. But, yeah, I mean, he's doing it. And if he continues this, look out. And I think he will. I think it just took – and I think I said this last episode – he saw that ball finally go over the fence, and it was just like, here we go. Let's get rolling. Like, this is – there we go. We finally – you kind of broke the seal. It's time to go. And I think he's figuring it out.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true, but I want to think, like, maybe just getting used to – because he slimmed down a lot. Mm-hmm. So, was it just, like, him getting used to, like, swinging with that body? He's like, man, I'm a little lighter, but I can still hit it, like, 500 feet if I – can.
Exactly. It could be it. It's weird, man.
He is leading the team in stolen bases right now. He's 3 for 3. So whoever had that on the bingo card, if you want to show me that, I might give you a little compensation there for it if you had that. But yeah, what a weekend for him. What a start to the season. Already 4 bombs on the year. Again, that first weekend you're like, oh man, like,
yeah, he's just kind of chasing. Yeah, just couldn't
had,
really
had
get
that like deal. Half swing and just not seeing it great. But yeah, whatever he's doing, continue to do it and continue to keep rolling, because, man, Christian Moore, I mean, I'm going to keep saying it. Christian Moore, Blake Burke, Billy Amick, Kvaris Tears.
Oh, my God.
That sucks to be an opposing pitcher. That absolutely sucks. Good for us, though. I'll go a little different. I'm gonna go pitcher this time.
Okay.
I'm gonna go AJ Causey. First start in a Tennessee uniform, shoving. He 7 innings pitched, 9 Ks, 1 hit, 1 earned run, little homer, little ran into a barrel there. But other than that, I mean, what a performance from AJ Causey. Again, being kind of a bullpen guy to just kind of getting thrown into a starter role, I think is super impressive in itself. And then going from Jacksonville State, we talked about this a little bit with Dalton Connect on More Important Issues, but like him going from Northern Colorado to Tennessee, it just seemed like it elevated his play. And I think it's just kind of the same thing with AJ Causey, where it's like the bigger the stage, the more the guy just shows out. And he's really coming into his own, and I think he's only going to get better as the season goes. So I'm going to go AJ Causey for my MVP.
Yeah.
Short notice, getting that start and shoving.
Yeah.
On Friday night. Love to see it.
Just a competitor. Like you said, like Connect. I mean, he's kind of got that dog in him.
Yeah. Some got it, some don't.
Yeah.
We got a lot of dogs on this baseball team.
Yeah, we do. For sure.
Anything else kind of close out the show here?
I mean, your bats just continue to stay hot. You continue to love what you're seeing. Yeah. I was glad to see Kirby get the win on Sunday. Good for him.
Yeah. Good to see him. I mean, you ever need to get out of jam, you know who to call.
Yeah. I mean, when he comes out, you're just like, yes.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of like, I wish he'd come out like Kenny Powers. And just let her eat. Just give him hell. He's got the look. Just give him hell.
Yeah. He kind of does playing a save a horse, ride a cowboy. I mean, that just – all those people that have been drinking for a couple innings, they get fired up for it.
Oh, dude, give me a beer in that song. I'm fired up.
All right, guys. We'll end with that. Cool. We love you, Kirby.
We do.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank y'all for listening. We'll be back next week talking about the games. Kansas State on Tuesday. You got Southern Indiana on Wednesday, and then you got Illinois on the weekend. So thank y'all again for tuning in, and we'll be back next week. Peace.